Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Tawa City Library, friends, Tara Western. How are you, Tara?
I'm good, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well. Well, the last time we talked that you were with the friends, it's been almost a year, I would imagine.
It has. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a long time.
You were in to talk about, of course, the Tawa's Bay Players.
Yes,
but,
I was.
You guys, I know you're open all year for the bookstore there
at
the library,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Every Saturday.
That's right. But the summertime, you kind of expand a little
we
bit.
We sure do. Yeah. We sure do. We have three sales this year.
Wow.
And they're all
okay.
at the Farmers Market.
All right.
And the first one's July 9th.
All right.
And I hope this is the Northeast Michigan Regional Farmers Market.
Yeah, nice.
It's got kind of a long title. I know. I got to give them credit. It's at Gateway Park, Tawa City. That's the mouth of the Tawas River.
Right, yeah. Yep. Three times, but the first one, Saturday, July 9th.
Yes.
Now, the amount of books you guys bring out is it's incredible. It's almost insane.
It is insane. It's almost scary as we're getting older, but we got some help. National Honor Society, usually a couple kids there come and help us, and that... Yeah, we're always looking for more
there,
help.
There, I was
muscles.
Just going to say, you probably could
muscles.
Use a little bit more. And the books range, from fiction, nonfiction, reference, everything, right?
We have mystery, thriller, and oddly enough, they're all organized, which is a lot of people really appreciate that. We have mystery, thrillers, romance, young adults, lots of kids' books.
Sure.
And they're discards from our, the public library, so they're in beautiful shape,
right.
Most of them. And I could go on and on, but I do want to say this right now. There's no price, set price.
Right.
You pick the book, you pick the price.
So exactly.
We ask for a generous donation because all the proceeds, of course, go back to the library and the library programs.
Yeah.
But, people, this is always funny. We put dots on our books. I don't think you knew that. Like for a year or 6 months, so we know how old they are, how old we've had them.
Oh, really?
And a lot of people say, now, what's the orange sticker, And we say, no, that's just for us. Because we don't put signs up. People don't read a lot of signs, so it's just you pick the book, you pick the price.
Exactly.
So bring a bag and help us out so we don't have to take them all back to the library for the next sale.
I like that. Yes.
Yeah, it really is.
And, as you mentioned, lots of kids' books. I would love to see kids continue to read and not be looking at, a little handheld device.
Yeah. It is amazing, because when it is our 10th anniversary this year.
Is that right?
I know.
Congratulations.
Yes, started in October of 2006. So, yes. And, people back then, the book is dead. People aren't. It isn't true. It isn't true. There are people, of course there are people that are not reading books, but that happened before screens. But,
exactly.
Oh, people are thrilled. And, Tawas in the summer, we get all sorts of people from everywhere. And back to the books, our nonfiction collection is so eclectic. We have the most interesting books about stuff you didn't even know existed. It is just fun.
It is. The first one's July 9th, and you got two more after that.
Yep. They're August 13th and September 10th, both Saturdays. We have collections of authors like Robert Parker, Tom Clancy, Stephen King, Jonathan Kellerman, James Michener, you name it. Lots of romance. We have the Jeff Shara Civil War historical fiction, Danielle Steele, Nora Roberts. Lots and lots and lots of books.
You really do. I know I've been out to the sale, and what? I rarely leave without at least two or three books, because you do. You kind of go.
You do.
Yeah, you go to that next section, that next section, and you're like, exactly.
Yes. We're always looking for new members, so stop by and talk to us that day. But back to the bookstore. The bookstore is open every Saturday. It opened in April 2007, which is only a couple months after we formed, which to me still boggles my mind.
Yeah.
And donations, the district library spreads out their discards to all the branches or the friends groups.
Right.
But the rest of our books are donated by people, so they're always welcome. You can take those to the Tawa City Library during library hours, and that's Monday through Thursday, 9 to 1 and then 2 to 5. And then the bookstore is officially open every Saturday.
Yes. Now, is there, I hate to ask negatives, but is there anything you don't take book-wise?
I'm glad you asked that. Because we pretty much take everything.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Phone books, but we don't get too many of those.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking phone
books.
No,
no. Well, Reader's Digest condensed books, they don't really sell very well.
Yeah.
But we found if you tell people, no, we don't take that or that, people start saying, well, they don't take this. And they,
Yeah.
So it's just easier.
Okay.
So we just say, I always say, we will find a good home for your books. And we never throw anything away.
Is that right?
There is no away. We recycle.
Nice.
In Standish, there's the Airnet Opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
Are you aware of that?
I know of them, yes.
Yes, it's a, I don't know, school, a place for developmentally challenged adults.
See. Oh, wow.
And they have a recycling center there. And so you drop your newspapers. I mean, it's all paper, cardboard,
sure, yeah.
and books. And I always thought I was thanking them. They said, no, thank you. We don't always have enough. It's off M61.
Okay.
But if people do have a little, first bring them to us. Wait
right, exactly. Yeah, because you'll pick through and the stuff that you know you can use, and the rest will go down there.
Yep.
Exactly.
But
all
I
right.
always say we'll find a good home for it.
I like that.
Like a pet.
That's right. Well, you pick the book, you pick the price at the Farmer's Market Book Sale. The first one, Saturday, July 9th from 8 till noon. If they want more information, how do they get more info, Tara?
Well, you can call the library during library hours, and that is 989-362-6557. And also on the IOSCO Airnac District Library website, you can get information about the friends groups and all the wonderful programs that are going on for kids. And, it's crazy. This is a wonderful community. There's so much going on. And that website is IOSCOAirnacLibrary.org.
There you go. From the Tower City Library friends, Tara Western. Tara, it's always a pleasure, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again later on in the summer.
Sure will.